The latest Spanish-language soap opera sensation, La Reina del Sur, is hitting the airwaves on Telemundo. In its debut week last month, it ranked first in the 10 o'clock time slot across all U.S. broadcast networks. It's the first Spanish soap to feature a female drug lord, and as Genesis Sanchez reports, it's the latest in a fast-growing genre, telenovelas about Mexico's explosive drug war.
I'm usually not a big fan of sitting down and watching TV when I get home, but the 10 o'clock hour became my sacred TV time. Once my friends told me about Muñecas de la Mafia, or Mafia Dolls. It's about five young women getting involved with the drug dealers known as narcos in Colombia and Mexico. That's a drug lord grabbing one of his main girls by the hair and accusing her of being a snitch. These soap operas aren't too far from the reality of the drug war in Mexico these days, with all the same dramatic ingredients: executions, lavish lifestyles, and international fame. They're part of what I call narcocultura. Radio DJ Sergio Garcia just moved to the U.S. from Tijuana about a year ago and says many young people there idolize the drug dealers.
Ah, yo quiero ser narco. O está de moda.
It's almost as if saying, I want to be a narco is in style, as is having a brand new car, having rhinestones on your clothes, going to nightclubs, having a lot of women, having a lot of money, and just being able to spend however much you want. It's mainly just about being able to feel that power.
Narcocultura broke into pop culture about 5 years ago with a type of music called narcocorridos, Mexican drug ballads. Mafia nueva, sinaloense, pura plebada de arranque. The lyrics are all about who the drug lords will kill next, their guns made out of gold and decorated with diamonds, and how many women they have. Narcocorrido fans are usually men trying to get their macho fix. The narconovelas on TV, on the other hand, target women.
No anda con un man cualquiera, no. Tiene que ser el man más embilletado con las que pintas.
Muñecas de la Mafia is nothing like the typical soap operas. Stories of a poor girl in love with a rich guy whose evil grandma hates on their romance. In Mafia Dolls, the struggles are all about surviving in the drug game. The show debuted on the Univision Network last year around the same time that big-name narco families were getting busted in Mexico. Producer Dago Garcia is the vice president of production at Caracol TV in Colombia, where most of the narco novelas are produced. Garcia says a decade ago, Colombian producers would have been too scared to portray narcos.
The narco theme had been suppressed for different reasons, mainly because it was a topic that couldn't be discussed without having your life at risk.
Now that Colombia's government claims to have won the battle with drug dealers, Colombian producers are safe to make shows about drug culture. And these novelas are being distributed all over Latin America and the U.S., influencing how Latinos in other countries view the drug war. My friend Carmen Ramirez is surprised to find herself sympathizing with the narcos on Muñecas de la Mafia.
For example, you'll see me commenting on the novela and I'll just be like, oh, I feel bad for him because his daughter gets kidnapped. But then again, I don't feel bad when they shoot an innocent person.
Lupe Gallegos-Diaz, who works with Chicano students at UC Berkeley, thinks that narconovelas glamorize the drug world.
Most of the time, it's about a sexual objectification of women and what I considered not very healthy, sometimes, messages for our young women, particularly short skirts, you know, low cleavage, high heels.
There is more complexity being written into future narco soaps. Novela producer Dago Garcia says he's going to add another layer to the stories.
The next dimension of what we're going to talk about in this subject is the dimension of the victims. Because up until now, all these productions have been taking a look into the reality of narcos and their relationships.
It seems like everyone I talk to about narcocultura is also passionately following news of the drug war in Mexico. But with these new narconovelas, it's easy to lose sight of the line between the real-life war and the entertainment inspired by it. For NPR News, I'm Genesis Sanchez.
Genesis Sanchez is a reporter for Turnstile, that's an online news service from Youth Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.